lady, windswept lady. Was the night, the waves, the sand. Green-eyed lady, ocean lady, child of nature.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
It's been really smoky. You can smell it really bad. Like it's right down the street.
The post fire in Los Angeles County getting a little too close to comfort for that resident of Santa Clarita. L.A. County Fire Department Captain Marco Rodriguez says this fire is happening so early in wildfire season, a lot of the heavy equipment crews rely on is not yet available.
This is definitely early. There's definitely a concern. This is not a great sign.
More residents are being warned about possible evacuations. More than 55 million people across the nation are already under an alert for extreme heat, and the intense heat wave is just beginning to spread. By later this week, about 82% of people in the U.S. will feel temperatures topping 90 degrees.
When you look at humidities that are, you know, above 60%, 70%, that essentially envelopes an individual and it doesn't allow heat to basically escape into the environment, allow you to cool down.
That's George Chiampas, an emergency physician at Chicago's Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Israel's military says it is beginning a daily tactical pause in the fighting to allow for humanitarian aid to get into southern Gaza. CBS's Skylar Henry is following that for us.
Aid trucks were seen on the Israeli side of the Kerem Shalom border crossing after Israel's military announced a daily pause in its offensive. The pause applies to about 7.5 miles of road in the Rafah area in order to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza, where more than 80% of the population has been displaced. However, the military said fighting in the city of Rafah, where Israel is targeting Hamas, would continue.
Ohio Congressman and Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee Mike Turner doesn't agree with fellow Republican Matt Gaetz that former President Trump told House Republicans behind closed doors Ukraine is, quote, never going to be there for us.
Well, I don't believe that President Trump did. I was certainly present. He did raise issues of how the Ukraine issue is being handled.
Turner appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy says Trump can't be trusted with Ukraine.
A clear contrast between Joe Biden, who's going to stand up for the free world, and Donald Trump, who's going to hand the free world over to autocrats and dictators.
Murphy was on CNN's State of the Union. Nearly 80 countries have jointly called for the territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace deal to end Russia's 2-year war. Some key developing nations at the Swiss conference did not join in: India, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Thailand, and the United Arab Republics. Dixie and Pixar's Inside Out 2 topped the weekend box office, taking in $155 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells fried chicken?
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Fourth cup of coffee?
Still R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Extra cheesy pizza?
Rolaids always spells relief. Rolaids' powerful dual-active formula begins neutralizing acid on contact to fight your heartburn fast. So, when life spells heartburn, Rolaids spells relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Score free gifts For the greatest dad, this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free select Cobalt tool with your purchase of a 24-volt max battery 2-pack. Valid through 6/12. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has come across a debate over speed cameras.
Iowa lawmakers have been considering a measure banning speed cameras in towns with fewer than 20,000 people. Republican State Representative John Willis.
Traffic cameras are speed traps. I don't believe they're constitutional.
Kevin Gott is police chief in Prairie City, Iowa, a town of 2,000.
It almost does seem like that smaller communities are maybe getting singled out, and I'm not sure the reasoning behind it.
At one point, the small town was making $120,000 a month from speed camera tickets. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A lawsuit challenging new federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions has been dismissed by a federal judge in Arkansas. Republican attorneys general from 17 states sued the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission after it published guidelines for the rules scheduled to go into effect on Tuesday. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low near 70. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, hot and humid, a high in the low 90s with a storm or two. A slight storm chance Tuesday, staying warm and muggy, high upper 80s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Wild thing, you make my Memorial Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. I keep on dancing for dancing on a crank of jerk right now. Dancing on a shaky, shaky baby. Come on and show me how you work. Now you're in motion, boy. Jackie Bonner do the locomotion, yeah. Dancing on a crank, don't hear it in my way. Shake it every perfect dance. Keep on dancing at a crank and keep on dancing at a crank.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s, but they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties, the best known maybe Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sugar on it, honey.
I'll just take your glasses.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Satisfied, knowing you love me.
I want you to do, especially for me. Dedicated to the one I love.
Be and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so
she's okay. She knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about a little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
WRJN.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
look over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you.
Myself and put
number.